This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, another powerful broadcast lined up for you today as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. We do have some guests coming up on the show a little bit later, and I'll be telling you about those a little bit later. A bunch of news in the offing that we need to go over as we track the New World Order. The websites being updated are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. All three of the sites are different sites with different looks and different information. Yesterday, I had a journalist on with his book, The Silent Invasion, and he's even been putting me in touch with some of the people, and we're going to be having some of the folks that are in the book on the show, some of the customs officials and other federal officers, witnesses to the feds pulling up, grabbing other federal officers who were never seen again. I mean, that's how corrupt this has gotten. The family never sees them again. The police won't discuss it. The newspapers won't report on it. It's just part of your new freedom. And this was going on a year and a half ago when people in customs were trying to expose the government, shipping in weapons, shipping in heroin, shipping in other forms of trash to destabilize our society. That was an amazing interview yesterday. Oh, but the feds are back at it again. You know, this guy they grabbed who supposedly was going to cut the suspension cables on the Brooklyn Bridge, turns out he's a fed. A bunch of the guys they grabbed in Afghanistan and the Middle East turns out are feds, and they quietly release them a few months later when you've forgotten about the big arrest, and it's a minor footnote that, oh, he was really an agent. They released him after putting out terror alerts, after fear-mongering, after taking control of our society. And here's the Houston Chronicle, terrorists possibly targeting Texas. Internet chat sites attack in July. Energy facilities on alert. So what you have is, and the feds have been caught mailing fake anthrax letters in a congressional study that was done in 1999. Remember all those powdered letters that got mailed to businesses and private businesses and government buildings, and the feds then got lots of fear going and said, oh, we need more federal funding. And then it turned out the CIA actually sent some super weaponized anthrax for real in 2001. And Bush and his cabinet were on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, a month before anybody ever heard of a case of it. Well, they're just doing it again, and Bush wants a $6-plus billion fund for forced inoculation. Not just smallpox, but anthrax shots. Oh, they're so deadly. We've seen what they've done to the troops. We have the medical evidence. It's a great new system where they have giant bureaucracies being set up, new agencies, a $6 billion a year fund to force inject. Can you imagine? They'll make the CPS child kidnappers look like saints. They've got the Amber Alert to take over the radio and TV stations. Its real name is EAS, FEMA Takeover System. But now we have NORTHCOM, the military over the U.S. But here it is, terrorists possibly targeting Texas. And the reason I got off into anthrax and fake letters and real letters is, you know, the feds are out there on chat rooms trying to create fears. They always do. We'll get into that. Other headline out of the Colorado Springs Gazette, NORTHCOM makes strong progress. Here's another one. 10-year-old tearaways to be tagged. They now say it can be considered terrorism. If you get in any type of fistfights or trouble as a child, you'll be electronically tagged. And they say they're having problems with the tags. Perhaps implantation is needed. Bunch of articles on this. It's all coming up. I haven't even begun to get to the news. You'll want to stay with us, please.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. The chief of police, Houston, Texas, has gone public saying that you cannot get a fair trial in Houston, that things are hopelessly corrupt, that the crime lab publicly is in the job of operating a criminal syndicate, framing everyone. That story's coming up. You know, we've talked a lot about this because all over the state of Texas, and I see articles around the country with similar stories, but Texas, lately, it's been coming out in a particular way, a large number of stories where they want to fill the prisons. They just go round up 40-something people. No drugs are found. People don't have criminal records. There's one witness, the undercover cop. Everybody gets 20 to 90 years in prison. Turns out later it's all totally fake and made up. They just drive out and pick you up off the street and say you're a drug dealer. The Houston Crime Lab has framed thousands publicly, and they think it's funny that they plant DNA or make up DNA results or plant hair or fibers. And it's just pandemic. It's Williamson County, just north of Austin. I mean, you can get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and you end up in jail for years. Once they get you into the courts, I mean, it makes Boss Hogg look like a choir boy. And, you know, this sounds incredible, but we read the article out of Massachusetts where the cop, the veteran cop, was at a party and somebody supposedly saw him smoke a cigarette, and it's an anonymous letter, and they fire him, and then the state says, hey, you don't need to have witnesses. They don't need to sign their name to a complaint. We will fire you. You don't get a trial. You don't get a hearing. And the cop says, well, what about innocent until proven guilty? And they say in the article, the Associated Press article, hey, it's our policy. So if you're planting drugs on people, killing people, running prostitutes, and you're a police officer, you're going to go far. But if you don't trim your fingernails properly, you're going to be fired. So everybody's getting a big taste of this. That is that story I just mentioned is coming up. But look at this story out of the Houston Chronicle. Terrorists possibly targeting Texas. Now, we've had the Fed send out the fake anthrax letters, warming us up for the real ones they mailed out in 2001. That's a confirmed fact, by the way. And then it goes on, U.S. intelligence agencies early this month eavesdropping on two suspected al-Qaeda operatives discussing potential terrorism in Texas, time for July 4th weekend, raising the specter of an attack on energy facilities in the Houston area, officials here said Monday. That information, which did not specify a target, an exact time, or a type of terrorist attack, was passed along to state officials. We get these reports on a regular basis, said an official with the Department of Homeland Security. We are currently in the process of assessing the credibility of the report concerning Texas. See, there's always these discussions of credibility, and we've got to be credible, and we've got to check it out. It came out in Capitol Hill Blue, and then Newsmax, and then the Associated Press, and then ABC News, and they tried to put a spin on it. But it is admitted fact that the White House ordered FBI and CIA to create, quote, fake terror alerts to generate public hysteria and fear, is what the White House memo said to the FBI and the CIA. Generate hysteria and fear in the public. Now, that is totally illegal for you or I to do it. You know, you try going into a theater and announcing fire, or try getting on the air and saying there's been a bio attack when there hasn't been. But see, we'd go to jail for that, and we should, but not the government. Oh, no. Folks, in my film, The Road to Tyranny, we have footage from 2000, from early 2001, with fake bio attacks in downtown Austin, fake nuclear spills, okay? They were shutting down parts of the city, shutting down hospitals, quarantining hundreds, and then they would quietly announce days later, oh, that was a drill you saw. That was part of a continuity of government drill. They've had them in Denver and Cleveland and New York and Miami and Chicago and all over the place. But now they announce generally, okay, we're going to have this big drill. And they announce it once or twice on the news, and then all of a sudden cars are blowing up in downtown. There's smoke and fire and panics last month when they had the top off too. Some people did panic. They got thousands of calls. People didn't know what was happening, see, because they know the average person, if they announce it once or twice in the back of the paper, doesn't pay attention, and then the next day it has the feeling of a real terrorist attack and raises that hysteria, and then the government slips in as the controller and as the savior and offers to sell you protection. You know, it's like the capo of the mob in New Jersey drops by your little warehouse and says, look, you got a nice, mattress factory here, a nice little company here. I'm not going to burn it down, and I'm not going to beat your employees up or shoot them, but there's a guy across town who works for me, and he's a little out of control, but I can make him back off. If you'll just pay me, well, let's start with 10% of your gross receipts. You say 10% of our gross receipts? That's about that would be about our profit. Well, I'm sorry. I got an idea. How about I give you a couple of my boys to work here in the factory and oversee stuff, and maybe that'll get you caught up. Now, see, what is Homeland Security doing? putting FBI, special forces in plain clothes and key infrastructure positions, private corporations. They are going to boost your taxes in a dozen areas to pay for all of this. And they're saying if you don't do it, instead of Luigi or Franco or you know, Jimmy the Bull or whoever that's going to come get you if you don't follow orders, it's Bin Laden. Oh, I'm not going to do any terrorism, the federal government says. We're trying to stop that, but if you don't give up your liberty, you've heard him say it, give up your liberty for security. That's what the killer says, or the kidnapper. He puts the gun to the head and says, everybody back off, do as I say, or the girl dies. See, they got a gun to your head going, now do what we say, or Bin Laden's going to get you. And then we, again, continuing the analogy, this mob boss or this mob captain says, I'll protect you from Franco or Luigi if you just pay me 10% of your gross receipts and take a few of my boys on to work here for you to make sure you're paying up, you know, so they can sit there and become fat pigs playing dominoes while you and your family work. See, you heard of this before. It's the government. It's what the government's done. They're sitting there in your house eating your food and telling you to thank them because they're going to stop the bad man from burning down your warehouse facility where you've got a little factory making mattresses or clothes or canning tomatoes, whatever, your family grocery store. But then as the capo walks out the door, you see him get in the car, and you see him get in the car with the guy he was telling you was going to attack you, but he's got some sway with him. He can stop him. He can stop Franco from coming after you, but you see the capo getting in the car, and he's getting in the car with Franco. See, that's all this is, folks. That's all any of this is more sophisticated, organized crime, shakedowns, extortion, racketeering. And so they got Ridge in this article. Oh, in the Houston Chronicle, we're trying to, you know, get accurate information. We only give you the best information about the terror attacks. We've got to make sure these threats are credible. And then, out of the other side of their mouth, they're telling people, give us fake terror alerts. Produce false information. The White House gave orders to the Pentagon, the CIA, to produce evidence of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And so, when our troops come along, the dirigible mobile trucks that are for pumping up artillery surveillance blimps, which our government has, which the British and the Russians sold to Saddam. By the way, it's come out now that our government bought some of the same systems, same trucks from the British. They make some of the best. The Russians also make some of these systems, but of course we don't buy from them. Our troops knew day one off their software, the Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia. They knew exactly what that was, but it didn't matter. I still hear people on national talk shows, why, Saddam, we found the mass graves. Why, we found the weapons trucks. I heard one of the big national hosts saying that again yesterday. And by the way, folks, I also heard not just an afternoon show, but I heard a morning show on a different syndicator saying the exact words in the same order. They are reading off scripts, people. Okay? And that ended up coming out with Clear Channel host with the scripts they were given about the so-called pro-war rallies. So you need to understand this. They are the liberals, people. Hillary Clinton was for the war. Chuckie Schumer's for the war. And they'll point their finger at some liberal clown in the street and say, we're not with those communists. Get behind the war. When the real Trotskyites, the Fourth International, this was the National Post of Canada reporting, headline, Trotsky's ghost walks the halls of the White House, Trotskyites running the White House, gun grabbing, open borders, regulation, growth in government, secret police. Wake up and see it for what it is. But it's bankers. It's not communists. They just use the communist model to consolidate your wealth and transfer it to themselves. So you got mob bosses telling you, give up your rights or we're going to sick Bin Laden on you. And then it turns out they are so-called arrest members of Al-Qaeda. and then months later they quietly release them or put them in witness protection plan because they're not even real Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist outside a subdirectorate of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live, and I kind of gave that long, meandering analogy of what organized, classical organized crime, the stereotypical type in the big, corrupt city system of better pay our group protection money or this loose cannon in our organization is going to burn down your business. And that's what bin Laden is for the globalist. Oh, we're going to protect you from him. Just let us run your lives. And here's the Houston Chronicle today. Chief, and then, you know, two dots, chief, and there's a statement, Texas justice unfair. Now, again, that's the headline, chief. Texas justice unfair urges crime lab court of inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at the mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said Monday. Trial by ambush. That is a Texas criminal justice problem, the chief said. In a two-hour meeting with the Houston Chronicle editorial board, Bradford also said he believes there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry into publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. He distanced himself, however, from any direct responsibility for the problems at the lab where DNA tests have been suspended amid questions about their accuracy. Yeah, and the report by the legislature says that thousands of people were framed, okay? I mean, it's just a joke. The lab will give a prosecutor, without even having samples, they'll just say, that person's blood's at the scene. And this got embarrassing for him because people would have alibis, they'd be at football games, and the lab would be saying, oh, their blood's at the scene. It turned out they framed a bunch of innocent people. And again, it's the same way here in Texas in small towns. They'll just go out in a small town of 5,000. They'll arrest 45, 50 people, charge them all for drugs, give them 20 to 90 years apiece. No drugs are found, all in the words of a corrupt cop who's now going to go to prison. And it's good that the police chief's doing this, and some will say he's not taking responsibility. Well, that crime lab has been doing this since before he got into office, by the way. And that's what a chief's supposed to do, is call for an investigation and say it's corrupt. And when he did this, of course, a few weeks ago, people tried to say, oh, he's bad, and now the police are attacking him, saying he needs to go. Yeah, that's right. Just let the corruption continue to breed and fester, and don't stop it. Just keep framing the innocent people. Bradford advocated major changes in criminal prosecution that he said would make the justice system more fair. And we'll tell you more about that coming up later in the show. This is the type of news story I see every day around the country. I mean, for those that don't know, I'm sure you've heard about Massachusetts, the former head of the Senate, and he's now the head of a major university. His brother was a FBI, quote, informant, actually a mob boss, carrying out all these different major crime syndicate operations. Of course, it's WASP mob. They're not Italian, so you never hear about it. And when it came out the FBI was using the crime syndicates and the FBI was actually the top of organized crime, that's when they went after his brother, and now they're trying to go after the head of the university, former head of the Senate, saying he's hiding him. And head of the university is now saying they're trying to kill him and his brother, that it's a cover-up of their corruption. Well, the FBI's already been caught and convicted of running the informants, running murder for hire, running cocaine and heroin nationwide in a national syndicate. You want evidence of this, though, going back into the 50s? Mob boss J. Edgar Hoover. He was a mafia boss. He was the head of the mafia in the United States, folks. That is under the CIA. It was founded in 47. You know it as OSS before that. And it founded directly by the big banks. He got up before Congress and said, there is no organized crime in America. La Cosa Nostra doesn't exist. And of course, the FBI knew that wasn't the case because they were running the mafia. And then when they got caught, they decided to burn the low-level Italians. They didn't go after the WASP. They didn't go after the Jews and others that were higher up in the mafia system. That's just a fact, folks. They didn't go after the Bushes or the Kennedys or others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body and its body.
3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, the chief of police in Houston says that they're framing a bunch of people and that it's all about getting convictions. It's not about carrying out justice. Well, yeah, that's criminal to frame people. In fact, bearing false witness is about as bad as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. But they admit the police now call testifying test-a-lying or lie-a-testing. And they just get up there. The courts have ruled they can lie on the stand, but the general public isn't aware of this. And so all over Texas, these articles are coming out from Dallas to Houston to Tulia to Austin, where they lie and the courts are corrupt and they deal the drugs and they run the prostitutes. And this is the government that's going to run our lives. And the federal government then, when cities get caught in corruption, comes in and federalizes things, has the U.S. attorneys giving the orders over the police departments and controlling them with federal funds. And the feds just do a better job of corruption. It's more of a top-down system. But they've been caught many times. So this is the government that's now running things. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231 on this live Tuesday, 24th of June, 2003 edition. 800-259-9231. And so we have the terrorist in the form of the government, the illegitimate government that's overthrowing America, posing as if they care about the country and telling us give up our liberty or the terrorists are going to get us. That's just simple extortion, the equivalent of holding a gun to our heads. That makes me angry. The Colorado Springs Gazette is reporting the headline, Northcom makes strong progress. Now that's the organization merged with FEMA to form the Department of Homeland Security. And they had announced years before 911 that massive terror attacks would happen. They would take over our lives. They would put troops on the streets. They would make secret arrest. Special forces would take out the terrorists without trials. And that they would set up a new world order, as the CFR commission chaired by Mr. Rudman, Warren Rudman, and Gary Hart. And here's the Colorado Gazette and Springs Gazette, and we're on in Colorado Springs. Say hi to the folks there. U.S. Northern Command Military's Homeland Defense Nerve Center is streaming towards full operation while its civilian counterpart, Founders, a member of Congress, said Friday. Well, that's just not true. It's all merged into one system. They play good cop, bad cop. They say, oh, the military is doing its job of taking over our society. My cousin is helping head it up out here at the Austin airport. Out there with the Army and the police in the same building with their helicopters and drones, I would add. But, they're doing a good job, but Homeland Security is doing a bad job. No money for the states or the cities unless it's for more cameras or more surveillance, but no medical funding. Isn't that what we need in a bio attack or other attack? Well, instead all we're getting is bullets, the doctors are saying. That's not how you fight something like this, because this whole Homeland Security is a smokescreen for martial law takeover. They're saying it's Homeland Security. They've fallen down on the job. It's their fault. No. They're not failing. You know, it's like when the kids get dumber, they say education's failed. Well, it was publicly stated by UNESCO and Department of Education, had the former head of policy, Department of Education, on this show many times, It's their publicly stated goal to dumb your kids down. Last Friday, I remember they said, quote, the family's the enemy. It's a disease. Must be eradicated. Out of official UNESCO documents. I mean, I know this sounds insane, but it's mainstream, people. So, see, they say, oh, Northcom's succeeding, but Homeland Security's failing. Or education's failing. More funds. No, no, no. It's succeeding. But, see, it's never for what the stated goal is, so they claim it fails for its stated goal and always expand it, while the unstated goals of police state, centralization of control, herding us into the compact cities, the cashless society control grid, while all of that's being set up. The Department of Homeland Security, the civilian agency charged, well, it's not civilian. It's in a military command, folks. The Department of Homeland Security, the civilian agency charged with protecting the nation, hasn't produced a single picture of where it goes on. I need to get my light more directed on this story. Ah, there we go. My lamp fell out of its housing and slid down. I couldn't read. Ah, now I can see. The Department of Homeland Security, the civilian agency charged with protecting the nation, hasn't produced a single picture of where terrorists might strike and won't for months, said U.S. Representative Jane Harman, a ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Well, yeah, terrorists never want you to know where they're going to strike. That's the point of the fear, to get the political outcome. That's why governments are the number one perpetrators of terrorism. That's a fact, by the way. Scientific fact, historical fact. Without that picture, leaders can't decide where to spend scarce money and what needs most protection, said Harman, Democrat, California. For instance, she said, the focus has been on making airliners safe, and less attention and money has gone to increasing port security. Well, they don't want the cocaine and heroin to stop flowing in, lady. In places, we are much safer, but we still lack an overall strategy to make the whole country safe. Well, don't worry. They've announced RFID tags to go in the food, a national ID card to have a job, troops in the factories and on the streets, secret police everywhere. Don't worry, Ms. Harman. They're going to do what's needed. So you read these articles, and it's a bunch of psychobabble. Here's another story out of Scotland on Sunday newspaper. 10-year-old tearaways to be tagged. Tearaway children as young as 10 will be electronically tagged under government plans to crack down on nationwide epidemic of youth crime. Youngsters responsible for terrorizing, see, they're terrorists, Scottish communities will be forced to wear the tags to prevent them from leaving their homes at night under the proposals. And yes, it's been proposed in past articles to put chips in them, by the way. And Bureau of Prisons in California signed a deal to implant their prisoners. That was in Reuters. When the news got out, they canceled the deal because you complained. So they're already moving to do that. We're not speculating that's the plan here, folks. This is just a transitional phase. And parents who fail to help impose tagging orders on their out-of-control children will face fines and even jail. So see, now you're indentured servants carrying out the job of a jail guard. At the same time, they want to arrest any parent that even spats their child. They're even talking about making verbal reprimands illegal. I have just an article on that today. So don't discipline your kids. Then they turn into the demonic heathen. And then the state tags them and puts them in juvenile hall. They come out after being raped many times by the older thugs in many cases, or the jail guards. They got caught doing that right here in Austin, the jail guards did, at multiple prisons. Well, we've covered those stories. But they come out learning all the tricks of the trade and how to be criminals, and it's great universities of crime. The controversial move is part of Scottish executive campaign against the rising tide of petty crime and antisocial behavior perpetrated by the under-16s. Now, of course, they've taken guns all over the country, all over the United Kingdom, and the crime rate went from being the lowest next to Switzerland in the world to being the most crime-ridden country in the industrialized world, official numbers. The U.S. is way down the line, much safer. Now, what the media does is they'll go, England's much safer than America, and they'll focus into New York City in the worst ward and use that statistic to put it up against England and say that England's safer. That's not true, folks. The FBI crime statistics just came out. most of our crime is in the big cities and the eastern cities and in the California cities with almost total gun control. You disarm the people. I mean, here in Texas, folks, we don't have a lot of home invasion unless somebody's gone and doesn't have a dog. I mean, crooks will tell you, they don't come in your house in Texas. I mean, in New York, they'll bust in with a knife or gun right in front of you because people don't have guns. And they will give you a lot of time in prison if you hide a gun and defend yourself, even if you're being physically attacked in your own home. But, I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like sleeping in my house without firearms and bands of crackheads and heroin heads running around, busting down doors, raping and killing. I mean, they don't do that in Texas because they know what happens. These crooks, by the way, are smart. In my neighborhood, they've had a lot of cars getting broken into. There has not been one car broken into that I know of, because I've talked to all the neighbors, and we've been robbed as well. There has not been one person who's been robbed when the car is parked in the parking lot. But you park it on the street, and that's when it happened to us, they will come after you. Do you know why? Because they know, the Texans know, that we can't kill them if they're robbing our cars on the street. But you come on my driveway, I can kill you. And I will, by the way, if I got cameras up. And if I see somebody in my car, I'm going to go out and I'm going to, I don't know, I don't want the trouble of killing them. I'll probably just tell them to get on the ground. If they try something with a weapon, I'd probably shoot them. Just because I don't want the hassle. But plus, I don't really know if somebody just robbing my car needs to die. But that is legal and lawful, and if you feel threatened in state law, go ahead and do it, and I'll back you. But I will tell you, you step foot in my house or try to get in my house, or I catch you trying to break in my window or something, I will visually look at you and make sure it's not somebody I know, and I will defend my family. I don't want to get off into meandering discussions. I've got all this news here. I know we've got callers. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. A 10-year-old tearaway is to be tagged. And under new UK laws and Scottish laws, cussing at someone, using profanity, can get you labeled as a hoodlum or hooligan, as they call them, over there. And they call it hooliganism. This is electronic tag has been available to courts in Scotland for the past year, but has been restricted to adult offenders chiefly as an alternative to prison. The tag sent a signal to the transmitter in the offender's home is relayed to a central control. Scottish executive is now proposing that children's hearing should have the right to order that under 16s be tagged to curb their offending behavior. This would bring Scotland into the in line with England and Wales, where 4,000 10 to 15-year-olds have been tagged since 2001. In Scotland, the tagging of a child would be considered in cases where the youngster had already broken an antisocial behavior order. See, it's now antisocial behavior. Yelling, cussing, fist fighting. Kids have been seen wrestling. I mean, who didn't do that? I mean, I was never a big potty mouth, but we certainly would go play baseball after school in a field in the neighborhood, and there were fist fights almost every couple weeks. I wasn't always involved in them, but I mean, you know, fist fights did take place. Somebody hit a baseball. We played baseball, and it would hit somebody in the head, and they'd say, "You did that on purpose," and there'd be a fist fight. That happens now. You get tagged, you go to jail, you get into the system. You get put on drugs. I don't want to keep going on with this, but I mean, a kid, I talked about it yesterday. His dad is an officer in the Army over in Iraq, and he drew a picture of his dad with an M16, and he was detained. Police came. They want to put the kid on drugs. He's been expelled. Can't go back to school until he's on drugs because they say that that he's hyper, and he drew a picture of a gun, and he may get people, and, you know, this is the new America, folks. Just incredible. So the stuff you and I did as kids, as children, is now punishable by tagging and jail, and this is happening here, too. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, if you know, we'd be getting in fist fights, and adults would, you know, stop a car, look at what we were doing, and, you know, if it wasn't too serious, they'd just drive off. I mean, obviously, if you're adults bashing each other's faces out, you know, people would call the police generally. I don't know, though. Growing up, they wouldn't even call the police for stuff like that. I don't know, but I know this. We didn't have all the school shootings and all the problems because people would work it out in a fist fight. And if the coaches in school caught you fighting, they'd say, okay, you've had your fight. In fact, they'd stand there and let you fight. They'd go, okay, now that you're done fighting, how about we go run until you puke your guts out? I got in a few fights, not a lot of fights, and I remember being walked out to the football stadium around the track and the coach sitting there drinking lemonade, filling out, doing test scores, you know, they all taught classes. I remember running around the track for an hour, hour and a half, with the coach yelling faster every time we rounded the bend and scoring homework assignments. And you didn't want to get in a fight again after you had, and then generally, they would catch you doing something small, the next time, and they'd take you in and give you four or five swats. You'd have a big old bruise across your hind end. And by the time I was a freshman in high school, I really wasn't into fighting anymore. And no one really was. But you can't do that. That's cruel and unusual. Nope. You got to have kids hopped up on Prozac and Luvox and Ritalin. Harris and Kleibold were on Ritalin and Prozac. And one of them was on, what was it, Paxil. And so this is the new America. Okay? So, again, we'll talk about all this, 800-259-9231, in the next segment. And also, coming up, we've got the Recall Governor Davis campaign. They will be coming on the show. It's gained steam, and public officials are saying it may be illegal. Recalls may not be allowed. Now, there was a story last year in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, early 2002, where they had a recall going against a council member, and the city manager called for martial law in a public meeting. And she said in the article, this was in a city council meeting, this is out in the open, this is how delusional they've gotten. She said, maybe we need martial law. We've had discussions, she said, about martial law in the past. Maybe it's time for that now. Of course, the feds got very upset and others got very upset. You're not supposed to talk about that on in the council room in front of the citizens. So, now they're saying that it's despicable, it may be illegal, that it's a threat to democracy. Oh, a recall vote. There's nothing more freedom-oriented. There's nothing more American. Nothing more part of our constitutional republic than recalling slime. We'll talk about that when we get back. But, you know, when you read about Milwaukee and they just go, hey, we've talked a lot about martial law. Could it be time to declare it now? Who do I buy?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Larry and Sam and folks in Colorado and all over the country, your calls are coming up, and I'll just go to calls in the next hour so we give everybody plenty of time. So we're about to go to the second hour here in about 5-6 minutes. So the folks that have been holding, to stay there a few more minutes, and we'll get to you directly. This situation with the recall of Criminal Davis. This is a guy who got caught with Enron and others buying a megawatt of power for $137, that was on average, according to the Sacramento Bee, and then selling it back to the energy giant for $1 a megawatt, over and over again, every day, in just tens of thousands of purchases of megawatts. I mean, just blatantly criminal. And the head of the Army, Mr. White, who now had to leave, he gave legislators a tour of fake computers, hooked up to fake trading systems. It wasn't even a real trading system. I mean, just total fraud, maximum financial corruption, just unbelievable. And, of course, nothing's happened. It's admitted. It's totally criminal. It dwarfs what Martha Stewart may have done by about, in terms of money, 100 million to one. I mean, the scams that are being run in derivatives and in speculations with the currency is in the tens of trillions every day, multi-trillions just here in the U.S. And there'll be no discussion of that, no nothing, and just middle-sized scams like White and Enron and Davis over there, you know, in the hundreds of billions. It's no big deal. Many hats may enter recall ring. This is a story here out of the Sacramento Bee as well. The state attorney general calls efforts to recall Governor Gray Davis a profound threat to democracy. And another government official in this article is saying this may be illegal. The lieutenant governor calls it an expensive perversion. Oh, yes, it's a perversion to recall criminals. Of the recall process, the state treasurer describes it as an odious use of the system. One after another, at the urging of labor leaders who support the governor, five of Davis' fellow Democratic office holders said last week they don't intend to run should a recall make the ballot. On Saturday, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein added her name to the list. "I am not a candidate," said Feinstein, who appeared with Davis at ceremonies to open a BART extension to San Francisco's International Airport. So if Davis faces recall, who would be alternatives be? The possibilities include some of the usual suspects, including the man who lost to Davis last time. The list of potential governors also includes the Terminator and Meathead, and not everyone at the Capitol is convinced that Democrats who bowed out last week would resist the temptation to run. The recall drive has yet to collect hundreds of thousands of signatures of voter support needed to qualify for what would be a history-making election this fall or next spring. Funny, I talked to them last week. They said they've basically got it. But they got to get a bunch of extras because the state's going to throw most of it out, probably all of it out. I mean, when they had propositions to control their borders and not give all this welfare to felons, illegal aliens, the governor just said, I don't care what you say. We're not following it. Ha, ha, ha. Still, there is now a swarm of public figures with gubernatorial ambitions who are hurriedly polling and strategizing. And we'll take some calls, and I'll get more into this article as well in the next hour. Before I end this hour, I want to challenge everybody to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to get my videos and expose the terrorists, expose the globalists that have hijacked America, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my new film, or my book, Descent into Tyranny, my other film, Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. There's a lot of great films. Order them, make copies to spread the word for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. Go to InfoWars.com or net to order, or call right now, and your purchase supports this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take action. Get the films. 888-253-3139. Second hour, your calls, a ton of news straight ahead.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...